Welcome to episode 2 of the Odds On podcast for the Premier League 2016-2017. My voice is nearly gone because we're at the Edinburgh Fringe still. Ryan Cullen is here on my left and he has been diagnosed with pneumonia.
Yeah,
that's or what was the other one?
Emphysema.
So that's good. He's surviving. Davey isn't here. He's sick.
He's gone.
We're literally losing people. Week by week, we're losing people. And then we have a special guest sitting right across from me in the shape of Shane Todd. How are you doing, Shane?
What's up, guys?
Shane, even though he's not ill, sounds worse than all of us. So last week, I had halftime, full time, nothing at all.
Yeah.
So close. It was a good game, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. not for an Arsenal fan.
We're, of course, talking about the Liverpool-Arsenal game where Liverpool just destroyed them.
Destroyed them, 4-3. Destroyed Arsenal's second team, 4-3.
What was it you said? You said that Arsenal's second string were far superior to Liverpool's first team.
Yeah.
But they're not, I guess.
I stick by it, man. There's a couple of third place players in there.
I swear to God, I didn't know the season started. I thought it was a testimonial. The team Arsenal put it. I was like,
Coutinho's
testimonial.
Before he heads off. It was an interesting opening week. Davey so close to nearly being big money with his first bet of the season. Yeah. 13-1. Davey had 3-0 Man United.
Oh,
so close.
So Davey last year we didn't give him money.
We didn't give him money last year, and now we know why.
He was the statistician,
yeah, of the Euros. But now he's betting this time. He's losing essentially. Yeah. He's losing more than he's betting.
Is that why he's not here?
He's just crying. He can't handle it.
Bailiffs have got his house.
Yeah. Round now, give us your flyers. Then yeah, I'd have to full time. You had two bets. One was Arsenal.
I had Sanchez to score two.
And I don't think he had a shot.
No. Needed one.
Well, Liverpool had four shots at least, didn't they?
Feed the fish before you kill it.
Liverpool had at least four shots, I think. And then four that went in. That's what it was.
Yeah. There were a couple of lucky.
See, you don't understand how vicious Ryan is as a football fan when he rang me laughing because Coutinho did his hamstring in.
Oh yeah, best it. It was a real genuine moment, like, of happiness in that game. I was watching it going like, I can't believe this happened, because by the way, that second team, Liverpool didn't touch the ball. Arsenal went 1-0 up, they got a goal, an unbelievable goal just at the stroke of half time. You're like, oh fuck, I was like, how did they miss? Great goal, Coutinho.
Yeah,
like, most perfect top corner.
Yeah.
And then start of the second half, they were just standing and like three goals in what, 15 minutes? Unbelievable. They tore them apart, that part. I was just staring at the screen going, how is this? And I know how it's happening because Callum Chambers and Rob Holding are trying to stop it. But
Rob Holding, the marauding defender.
Yeah. Marauding. And Coquelin and El Nene in front of them. I knew what was going on. But then, like, as soon as it started, like, I was sitting looking at it going, like, and two or three of the goals were, you couldn't stop. Like, Manny's was just...
Yeah.
Well, somebody should have probably stuck a fucking leg in, but, like...
done his hamstring.
Yeah, unbelievable. Then Coutinho, that was a real moment. I didn't... Actually, you know what? I'm not lying. I was still happy, but Coutinho running through one-on-one, I was like, I can't believe this. And then he went, and I was like, yes.
What two Arsenal players did the hamstring
in? Ramsey and Iwobi, they're both out for a month.
It's not like Ramsey to get injured.
Yeah, not at all.
Because we're playing football, me and Dave missed the majority of the game because we're athletes and we got a Domino's after, but we came back and saw the last like 7 minutes. It was an unreal finish. It reminded me of that Liverpool Newcastle game from
95-96 or whatever.
It was
just goal after goal.
It was such a bizarre one then, because all of a sudden, like, as soon as the fourth one went in, was Chamberlain scored straight away, a great goal, and you were like, what, why would you do that now? Because he just got subbed on.
Yeah.
Then Arsenal scored, and Chambers scored, it was 4-3. And then you're like, Arsenal's going to score another one. Yeah. And they didn't. And you're like, if they did, it was just going to be an embarrassment of a game for both teams.
Yeah.
It would have been.
I guess the other thing we talked about last week was that I predicted that Ibrahimovic and Rooney would both be a flop this season and would have less than 20 goals between the two of them.
Both scored.
And right now they're on 2 in one game.
10% of the way there.
Ibrahimovic's goal wasn't as good as some people had said to me as well. It was terrible defending.
Yeah.
The defence backed off. The shot wasn't even really powerful. Yeah. And the defender jumped over it. So I still think flop.
Well, it's in the net.
Still think it's a terrible signing.
I think he scored 15.
15.
Yeah.
And Rooney will get 4.
No, Rooney's done for the season. Rooney starts.
Rooney, as soon as he scored, just made the substitution.
Like Ronaldo used to do back in the day.
Done.
Oh, God. So the games, I guess, so Liverpool have Burnley this week. So that's 3 points in the bag.
Yeah,
for Burnley.
Get
them off the top.
Who do you support, Shane?
Manu.
Manu, okay, because the Liverpool play stay with a like-for-like, I guess. A like-for-like substitution.
Yeah, yeah.
Not much tactics changing. They only play tonight.
Yeah.
In the first Friday night game of the league.
I didn't like Friday night football, the idea of it, but no, I do. Don't know why this season. Yeah.
I think it's just another day to have a football match on, so...
I think eventually.
Fair enough. I mean, when you break it down, that is what it is.
It is just going to be Thursday to Tuesday.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
With like non-Europe teams playing Thursday and Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And then all the other teams play the rest of the week.
So Liverpool every Tuesday.
Liverpool and Arsenal every. I like the idea of fair enough football, but I'm thinking that United are going to win big.
Tonight?
Yeah. I just think with Pogba, I just think it had something. And
I think they're resting him, they said.
I thought he was. I thought he was going to start.
No, he's going to hold this.
That's
he
not. Down,
he's after heading out to Burnley. He's going to get a group out.
Trying to engineer a move.
when you say they're going to win big, do you think they're going to concede any?
Yeah, but that's what I like. Like that's what we didn't do under Van Gaal, was just go for it, go hell for leather. And I think Mourinho will do that. I know that's not like what he's been like at Chelsea. He's very defensive, but. I think he's just going to take the shackles off and he's just going to say, go for it, boys, and enjoy
Keegan,
it.
Keegan, Man City style.
Yeah, I'd love that. I remember when Keegan took over at Newcastle, remember like just a couple Newcastle of years ago,
yeah.
For like his last spell, and Damien Duff was in the change room and they were like, what was his team talk? And he's like, he didn't really give a team talk, he just said, enjoy yourself, lads, and walked out. And, I was like, that's and by the way, they lost pretty much every game he was in charge for. Things have moved on, Kev. Yeah, I'd love to see United go for it. I'd prefer to see a 4-2 than a 2-0, do you know what I mean? I think that's what people talk about the United way, which is a bit dicky, but...
I don't think he can sit back with that defence.
No,
as
he
much.
No.
He can't rely on them not conceding.
No, yeah.
I mean, how did they... I didn't see the whole game last week. How was the defence overall?
Not tested.
Not tested.
Yeah.
Just Bournemouth.
Your man Eric Bailey looked unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like outstanding.
Yeah, Davey was saying he's going to be his player of the season, he thinks.
And people always talk about Blind leaving, but Blind was very good beside him. Very good.
Yeah. But Blind is a weird one because it's like, I don't really know if they know his best position.
Yeah.
And I think they don't want to put him centre half because they've got their centre halves. You can't play anywhere else.
Slowly, his career just kept retreating down the field and into the middle. So he was left midfield, and they were like, left wing back? And then they were like, left back?
Yeah.
And now he's centre back.
Next
year, the keeper.
Yeah, if De Gea leaves, don't need a replacement. Blind will jump in between the sticks.
Actually, speaking of keepers leaving, Joe Hart to Liverpool.
To Liverpool?
Horrific. Apparently, Liverpool are in for him.
That's the move if I was him. That'd
be the only move, really. It's the only real move.
Yeah, it's
in
move.
The Premier League. For
I'd love that so much as an Arsenal fan because, like, I've been talking for years on my own, not didn't have an outlet, but about how Joe Hart's just disaster. He's like a real good shot stopper, and then just
was that not like
he let errors
say that about keepers.
Errors.
When people go, he's a really good shot stopper. Go, that's his job.
Yeah, he's good at stopping the ball from going into the net.
His job is to stop shots. It's the extra stuff he can do as well.
Like, it was, again, every year he's either, like, twice now in the last 5 years, and then, like, he's been in the top three, like, of, like, goals, like, errors that, like, led directly to goals. Even with outfield players, keepers, Joe Hart.
Yeah.
Like, he had 13 in 2013. It went straight in the net.
Well, he had 3 errors just in the Euros.
Look at his year.
I mean...
5 games, 4 games.
Arsenal match as well.
He's still a good keeper.
He's still a good keeper. But I think he suffers from the Englishness of the magnification straight onto him and making him the best keeper in the world.
Yeah.
I think Seaman probably had a bit of that where it was like, he's the England number one, so now he's amazing. Like, well, why have none of them ever moved to the big clubs?
Yeah.
Like, has any English keeper ever gone to a Madrid or anything like where they actually would suit it perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, or Italy or something like that, you know.
Like David James.
Big David James.
Scott Carson went to Turkey a few years ago. didn't work out.
Didn't work out. So Joe Hart apparently, I mean, it's definitely, I feel bad for him in a way. Because
it's a bit harsh. It's very harsh.
Came out of the blue.
Yeah, it is harsh, yeah.
You know, as much as I hate him.
Yeah.
And I only want bad things to happen to him and his family.
Yeah.
Like, it still definitely was just, when he was starting on the bench last week, you were kind of going, oh, what happened there? You know, it was just, because he played the preseason and everything.
Yeah.
His whole life's just crumbling around.
It is, yeah.
Hasn't been a good few months for Jimmy.
Caballero, even though he's bald, is going to be doing the head and shoulders ads within the next couple of weeks. That's a final insult to Joe Hart.
They have a little two-way out of him. Now, Ryan, as you can hear in the background, this is Ryan's pneumonia kicking in.
Oh, God.
How you feeling?
Back in the game. My voice goes light for a second, and then it goes back. There we go.
Is that the right word?
Michael Jackson, those final shows, it's like, you know he's not right, but you just want him to keep going. One more show, Mike.
One more podcast.
One more time to put on the glove. Put on the glove one more time.
You should definitely start wearing a glove. So... early impressive then of the first weekend. I mean, it's obviously United and Liverpool joint top of this. It's going to be like that for the season.
Oh my gosh, my idea of a night.
Arsenal joint bottom. Arsenal in a relegation battle, I suppose, right now.
Aye, that's it, boss.
I mean, that's it for the season. That's, get used to it.
Yeah. Ozil comes back, we'll be grand. We'll get out of there.
Well, you're going to sort out one of those defenders.
Yeah. Listen, lads.
Ozil at centre back.
You're going
to command in centre defence, yeah.
Spread the ball out, you know.
I guess there was no real surprises with the new managers or anything like that.
Hull winning was a surprise.
New managers wise. Oh, okay. That was the biggest shock. Yeah.
With Mike Phelan as manager, that is a shock.
Just
pulling a double overhead kick out of the bag.
Yeah. Unreal. Phelan's tactics.
I mean, you wonder what Leicester are going to do now, because now it is like every week now is going to be defending champions Leicester.
Yeah.
Either lose again, or is this the beginning of the fight back? But who have they got this week?
Arsenal.
So that's 3 points at least for them. So that's good.
I think that'll be a great game because they're both going to be jittery, not winning first
game. Well,
they're
both in the relegation battle.
They're going to go for it. Yeah.
I mean, this is a 6 point.
I don't know if Arsenal win that game.
They won't.
I don't know who's going to start still.
I think Vardy's going to get a hat trick. I mean, Mahrez just signed his long-term contract. So the whole game's going to be about that.
Yeah.
The whole build-up's going to be about him turning down Arsenal.
I don't know about that.
Rejecting Arsene Wenger, signing a contract till 2020. Arsene sitting there going, well, I'm bringing up this guy. He's 11.
Yeah.
I'm bringing up this striker from the YouTube.
To play at centre-back.
We'll see. I think Mahrez is gone still.
You think he's going to leave still?
He'll go next year.
He just signed a four-year extension.
He'll be gone in Christmas.
Yeah, he'll go next year.
Why would he be gone at Christmas?
Because, like, why would he stay last year?
Because it's a sweet contract, that's why.
But, like, there's sweet contracts, and then there's...
Not everybody's an Arsenal player.
Being a hero. I'm not talking to Arsenal. He'll be
Can I just say, Vardy mugging off Wenger during the summer is the best thing that's ever been done in football.
It is pretty funny.
Like, the angle for a contract, like, if you're a... Like, I remember Ramos did that at Real Madrid, like, said he wanted to go to United.
Yeah.
If you're at Leicester, and you say you want to move to Arsenal, and then just to get a better contract at Leicester, that's the ultimate insult to Wenger.
Yeah.
So I hope Vardy scores a hat-trick.
Chatting shit and getting banged.
Yeah.
Chatting shit to Wenger and getting a banging new contract.
I want Vardy to score, and then Wenger to... smacking.
Imagine
what
that.
Like
Pardew and David Myler just go over and
food poisoning.
Yeah.
Vardy. I was delighted he didn't come.
Why?
I just hate him. He's racist.
Yeah, he would be.
He's a good player.
He's a good player, yeah. I'd just rather have any other striker in the world. Takuma and Sano, man. He'll come good. The Japanese lad we bought at the summer.
Oh, yeah. He's well known, is he?
Seven goals in 50 games.
11. I checked up on this guy. I still puzzle, right? I can't figure it out, right? Because they bought this Japanese striker, and I was like, all right, cool, man. Typed it in. He was like 23, and I went, okay, so he's not wild young.
Yeah.
And then it was like, he scored 11 goals in 55 games up front for Hiroshima. I went, that's not 1-5 in the Japanese. I was like, where's.
Yeah, but Hiroshima only played one up top, so he's not getting the service.
They played 9-1.
He's had 7 chances all season.
He's
technically the best striker in the world.
It's one of those ones where you look up the compilation videos and there's like one goal in it, the rest of it's like, ooh, that was close.
Yeah, those are good moves.
I don't know much about Hiroshima, but I don't imagine the facilities would be that good. Do you know what I mean? Considering the past,
all the players have an extra leg.
Leicester, yeah, I think Leicester are going to win that game.
I think
Arsenal are going to be 0 for 6 points.
I think 2-2, 3-2 Arsenal. If we're lucky.
You just said Arsenal won't win the game.
Yeah, so I said 2-2 and maybe 3-2 if we're lucky.
To Leicester. If you're lucky.
Yeah. 3-2 to Leicester.
I still have Arsenal on the bench.
I think Vardy's gonna score again, definitely. I think Vardy's gonna get top scorer this season.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think with that new guy who's up beside him, he's gonna let a lot more space to run into. Because he was essentially still playing as the lone striker last season. He's still got 22, 23.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna stay there, just shine in that. Because now the pressure's off him entirely.
Yeah, yeah. We just contract set up for life.
What, 6 or 7 games last season when they were pushing for the title, where he didn't score. You could see the pressure was on him, but now he's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
My kids never have to get jobs as if they were going to get jobs.
But
you know,
that's part of my thinking that he might not have a good a season. You know what I mean?
He might start party.
Yeah, well, the foot might be off the gas a bit. He's got his contract, whereas last season he was playing for either a move or a bigger contract. So, but yeah, I can see him. I can't see him scoring a lot of goals.
Yeah, I think he's
too stupid for that. I think he just wants to play football.
I definitely agree with that.
You think that'll never wear off?
I think he's just like, at 36, he'll still be trying to outsprint defenders.
Yeah.
You lost your pace 4 years ago, Jamie.
Right.
Just make moves.
Yeah.
Because it's so instinctual with him. Like, it's so find the space and go for it. Whereas a lot of other strikers would be, like Michael Owen would have been that kind of striker at the start.
Yeah.
And then he started looking for space and things like that. Whereas Vardy is just, this is what I'm going to do. They're not going to catch me.
Yeah.
I'm going to score a goal.
He's the last man off the training pitch just because he's an idiot. Not because he's hardworking.
Yeah, he's the first man on the training pitch because he can't read a watch.
Yeah.
He gets dropped there by his mom with a little sandwich bag. I think Leicester win. That's what I think in that game, definitely.
And like, I hope they do, in a weird way.
5 or 6-0.
I hope if... it's about to backslap you. If it's in a weird one too, as soon as we went 3-1 down, you know, in that Arsenal game, I was like, fuck, I hope Liverpool score another 3 so we might shock, like, buy people. So now they're in the same one. I'm like, as soon as Leicester go 1-1 and I think the game's on, I go, oh, they fucking stuffed them. So he's either fucking, yeah, you better spend fucking 95
that was
million.
The worst thing, I guess, was Arsenal coming back to 4-3, because then he can go, oh, we probably could have won that game.
Yeah.
We just won or more, 2 more players.
Yeah.
And then people should have gone, well, why did you rest players?
No.
Why are people still on holidays?
Yeah.
They're getting paid too.
Why is Theo Walcott on? Even if he scored a good goal, he still missed a penalty and he's still Theo Walcott.
But I think... You think
he should go?
The missed penalty and the goal are one and the same. I think if he'd scored that penalty, he wouldn't have got the goal. You know, 1 minute later, because he wouldn't have been like, that's my job done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why was he taking the penalty?
He should go to West Ham or something. Well, the West Ham's got their replacements, but...
I think he should stay. I think Wenger should build a team around him.
Where does he play? He wants to play. Well, he said he wanted to play up front. He made a real big deal. Now Wenger's playing him up front. He says he wants to play it well.
Because
he just wants to give out. He just wants to complain about something.
He wanted to be striker. And I remember getting so upset about it. I was like, that boy, stay on that right wing and don't ever think about going up front.
Is he there 11 years?
That sounds about right. 13?
2000? No, fuck not.
Is he 20?
20, he was 2006.
So he's 20, he's 2006. He's not when he's 15, like 15 or 16?
He's 2006.
Jeez, he went the 10 World Cup. Years there. That is ridiculous.
He'd be the longest serving player now because Rizicki's gone.
I think, isn't he, when Wenger leaves, he becomes player manager?
Hey, that'd be funny, right? Only, I want Alex Santos back.
He's 29. 29. No, sorry. He's 27.
27, yeah, so 11 years, yeah. This is 11th season.
Fair play then.
Signing off for a big season. 11 seasons.
He's never had, like, an unbelievable season. There's no season where you've been like...
Game.
Yeah. No season where you've been like, Walcott has been great this year.
I doubt he's even made it into a team this season, ever.
No.
Even Arsenal's team this season.
There's 3 years there, he was Arsenal's second top goal scorer. Behind Van Persie, like he scored 16, and you're like, oh, that's all right, but it was also like,
loads of League Cup goals. He must just have the most amazing agent, who can just keep angling him a better contract.
Yeah.
Like just walking and going, ignore the stats. Look at the attitude.
Yeah.
It's not about stats, it's about statue. Just ridiculous. To get him, what are you on now? 160 grand a week.
I don't even know.
His last contract.
I don't want to think about it.
I think he'd do well abroad. I think he's the sort of guy who should move.
If he was in Italy, he'd be amazing. He's kind of like what Sterling should be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What Sterling would hope to be.
Low centre gravity.
Those players just really fast. Like Aaron Lennon, that type of player. Like those players who... Like Aaron Lennon, I always thought, should have been at a top club. you know, really doing well. And I guess just didn't fit for him at Spurs.
Yeah.
But I think he would have been really good at Chelsea or City or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that cutting in, it's just final ball letting down all the time. But I think Walcott is just, yeah, he just doesn't know what he wants to be.
Danny Welbeck comes back, will be top of the table, boys.
I think once Danny Welbeck comes back, he'll be a good player to have for that relegation battle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For those last 6-7 games of the season.
I love that.
Which he'll last three of those. And
he'll get two goals, and then he'll get something. He'll call up the England squad.
Yeah.
By the way, so just before we get on this, funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. No, did any of you just watch Granit Xhaka's 20-minute cameo?
Oh, no, didn't tell me about this. Yeah.
So Granit Xhaka came on. You know, he's like a lunatic tackler, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder what this is going to be like. He comes on when they're Arsenal are like 2-1. First tackle, like just a stamp, stood right on Manny. Like, and I was like, that could have been like a red nearly.
Yeah.
He gets away with it. Next tackle, late tackle from behind, yellow card. Then he leaves one in from behind. Like, I don't know how he wasn't sent off in the 20 minutes. Like, he had a yellow and like three tackles that were yellow cards.
As we were saying last week, as soon as whether he comes on or if he's on the pitch already, as soon as the team has got down, he's like, I'm out of this.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna kill someone. It's great. It's really funny to watch.
That's like, okay, Stefan Defoe, Burnley have just signed a Belgian guy. He's a lunatic as well.
He's a lunatic. Yeah. I didn't know they bought him.
Yeah, 7 million.
This is great.
Arsenal Burnley, that's the game.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
Game we always
and they both play centre mid, so that'll be interesting.
Play, he'll start then tomorrow.
I'd say so, yeah. Depends what sort of pre season he's had, but yeah, he's our record signing.
And then I guess, so Mane's out now, they don't know how long he's out for. He went and have shoulder surgery.
Oh, yeah, it's a shoulder.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. Ryan just disappeared again for a day.
Yeah, I'm still going.
Yeah, you should totally do your show. You should totally do your Ireland stand up show today.
Walking tank.
So the other top teams, I suppose, City, Stoke. City win. Can't say anything really, but.
Yeah, I'm always waiting for Stoke to like kick on because they have a brilliant squad and I'm always waiting for them to put a load of wins together and get themselves up the table. But I don't know, they're a real unknown quality.
I love Arnautovic and Shaqiri.
Yeah,
Arnautovic is a warrior.
Yeah, oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like I would not want to fight him.
Yeah.
In anything.
Yeah.
Even on a PlayStation. Like just, he's such a beast, and Shaqiri is just like, man, you don't look like a footballer.
Yeah,
Shaqiri looks like an enlarged midget.
Yeah.
Human. I know what you mean. Yeah, he kind of like he's got this. It's like he's just being squashed down.
Just
widened out as a result.
I'd like to see Bojan play more. He's good last season, then he sort of fell out of the way of the team. But I'd like to see him play because they have some quality players. Joe Allen's a good signing for them as well.
Yeah. I was actually disappointed when Joe Allen went after. And it was such a weird move for him because the Euros was so good for him.
Yeah.
But I guess Klopp would look at that and just go, well, that's not the system we play. So it would be pointless.
The only thing I'll say again, Stoke is, Shea Given was a good keeper in about 1997, right? Yeah. But he's now their number one while Butland's out.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Given's a really good shot stopper.
Yeah. You can see 12, 13, but if it's hit right at him, he will stop it.
Have you ever seen him taking the ball out of the net? Oh, you will see it a lot this
season.
He's a master at it.
Right.
What happened in that game is Stoke will press early on, City will press early on, Stoke will nick a goal, and then City will score 5.
Yeah.
That's what I'm good. Because it's like City's players are so skilled. And then so fit, and they should all be fit. Every player should be fit. But somehow, even at the start of the season, when City play against teams with 20 minutes to go, the other team looks wrecked.
Yeah.
Like the other team look like they've had 10 more preseason games.
It's lads like Fernandinho.
Oh, he's got an engine on him, like, doesn't he?
Yes.
But when I was watching on Match of the Day, the analysis of City last week, Sanya and Clichy were the fullbacks. And they were playing like basically as number 10s. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. They're,
so they'll still be getting used to that, so they'll be even better when they're all used to
exactly.
that system.
They're as close to Barca now, I suppose, as any Premier League team has been in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I guess Arsenal were similar to it years and years and years and years and years
back
and
in
years
the
and years ago.
Back in the De Boer days.
Before they signed Walcott. They have to change their whole system to fit Theo in. So I think Stoke, as good as they are, it'll be the last. It wouldn't surprise me if there's like 3 goals the last 20 minutes.
Sterling's looked like a world beater as well since Guardiola's.
And everyone said it to my brother. Was kept talking to me. He's like, Guardiola loves Sterling. He used to talk of him. And then he goes, bet you Sterling will be unbelievable now for the Guardiola little period.
Yeah.
First match there. That was some turn for the penalty. Like, I hate Raheem Sterling. He's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
Oh, he's not a good guy, like, but unbelievable yeah, player when he's playing well.
He's not a good person. No. He runs weirdly.
Yeah.
That was one for just us.
That was a visual there from Colin. So I think that's a City win, definitely. Chelsea, Watford.
Struggle to score, right? They're away. But I'd say they should nick it very narrowly again. Mm. But I think that's just Chelsea anyway, a lot of the times.
I think Watford will become like the Stoke, like a new Stoke in the Premier League. They're just going to be there.
Like an established club.
Yeah,
but
they'll have players like Deeney, you know, just...
Yeah,
I think he's too good for Watford. I think he's really good.
Gets his 13-4. I think he should
do a job anywhere. Yeah,
I think when they were talking,
I would take Troy Deeney. You laughed there. I'd love Troy Deeney at Arsenal.
I think he should go to Arsenal, but I don't think he would. I think he's the wrong principles there at Arsenal. They're not his club.
Yeah.
He's a team man.
I agree. If Troy Deeney angles a move and stays at Watford, I'm going to go. then I'll start getting angry.
I think that one is going to be a drop. I think Watford Chelsea draw 1-1, low score draw.
Yeah, Watford new manager. You just don't know what sort of side they're gonna be. So
yeah. I think they've still got brought in many players. No, really. Mm-hmm. So they've still got the same squad essentially, which means whatever new tactics the manager brings in, of course they'll still be playing to the way they played all last season.
Gomez will still be in net.
Yeah,
it's mayhem.
Always gives you a chance.
Always gives you a chance, no matter how many goals.
Good shot stopper, though. All right. He's not even actually. He's not a good shot stopper.
Right, he's a terrible keeper.
It's like a team of Mavericks. Gerardo and Guadora.
His goal kicks are good though, Gomez. So that's in his favor.
Problem.
Master of goal kick.
There you go. You had enough.
No.
Just a way. It's a way to die. Has a decency to do it in a different room.
Ryan has just left.
It's like a cat.
Right.
leaving.
Before we go on to our bets for the week, let's discuss this Fantasy Premier League that we have set up. So we have, I think, nearly 40 members of our Fantasy Premier League. If you want to find the league, it's just Odds On Podcast is on there. We will tweet out the code afterwards if you want to join the league. There'll be so many prizes. What kind of prizes are they going to be, Ryan?
You put me on the spot there, lads.
Sorry, should I join? I missed a week, obviously.
It doesn't matter. Just go back to if you have a fantasy team set up. Do you have one set up already? No. Well, then it doesn't matter. Believe me, the scores are so low in this league, you'll make up the time.
Right, okay.
You'll be fine.
Where do I go to join?
Fantasy.premierleague.com.
Okay.
And then we'll send you the code and everything.
Just looking at some of these names.
There's a few good names. A few good names for our teams. Go on.
Kante be arsed? Nah.
No, not that one.
No Kante for old men. Nah.
These are terrible.
Hold on. There was a good one. Adam Johnson's under 16s. That's Kieran Murphy's got one there.
Well done, Kieran.
Well done. Like, no. That one doesn't make sense. Sorry. Your ma's athletic. Solid.
This is a compliment to your mother.
The big booty bunch. What? Oh, no. That's a hard use. Joe Global. Some of these are actually, I know some of these people are from Donegal, and they're all like Dynamo Dreenan, which is like the street name. So it's all very niche stuff.
Local Sunday League stuff.
Liverpool Gary White having the clue. That's just like everyone has that at some stage. Anyway, someone, Ellen Watts is one.
That girl.
Well,
get rid of her.
What?
Get rid of her. What did she end up with? Like 70 or something like that?
62 points. She has some mental ones here. I don't know why she bothered with it.
Because she's top of the table.
Yeah, Macaulay. 7 points. Foster, Nets, Shaqiri, Mahrez, Aguero, captain.
Yeah, it's a good team.
Genius.
Yeah.
It's a good, there's nothing mental about that team.
That's just a genius.
It's a good team. The only way it could be better is Coutinho as captain. And then you have to get rid of him straight away.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's the.
I think I'm way down. I think I ended up with 17 points or something like that.
Yeah, I'll still be able to join this week.
Yeah, you'll definitely. Yeah. I don't know where. Oh, there we go. 35. I ended up with. That's a surprise. I did not look at this. I had De Gea in goal. Azpilicueta, Bellerin let me down. Did he even play? He did. -2 points.
He's your only player, actually.
I mean, my midfield looks like it should be amazing. Ibe, Silva, Firmino.
Yeah.
6 points.
Sorry, you had Jordan Ibe and you put in amazing.
I've actually played well with all the Bournemouth players, but didn't obviously score or whatever.
Yeah.
But played well. If it's any consolation.
Should be like a club orange, like a medal at the end.
Yeah.
Well done for trying.
Yeah.
Defoe was my big point of the week. 8 points for Defoe.
That's not big points, man. No.
That is big points for my team. we will tweet out the code to join. If you haven't set up a team already, you can just, as we said, you'll just play catch up for a week or two. And the cup will start on week 4, I think the cup starts.
No, great.
Where everybody goes head to head against each other. And then the prizes for that are unbelievable. What's the prize for that?
I'm keen to know as well.
I don't know. I'll get you a wee 50, bye.
Get Davey's bet out of the way. As soon as Davey's not here, in honour of Davey Riley.
R.I.P.
He gets better soon.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Davey Riley. So he's gone. He's gonna be United game again.
Yeah. Yep. He's won.
United fan.
Half time, full time
tonight. So he could be out of it by.
Yeah. He put the full 10 on.
Oh well, we should actually. Sorry, before we do this, we should talk about you had a win.
Oh yeah, we should actually talk about that.
Well done.
Genius is Ryan again.
So you had two bets, which was Sanchez to get two, yeah. And the other one was Arsenal.
Right, so score. When I put a bet on Arsenal to score 3 goals or more, right, I thought that would come with a win. Yeah. We won that and lost the game, so that just shows you the level of mayhem. Yeah, 25, so I'm up 25 on the overall stands.
Up 15?
No.
You bet 10?
No, I put 5 on it.
Yeah, you bet 10 and top. Doesn't matter. You're on 25 euro.
I'm
on 0. Davey's on 0. So you're big money right now.
I see what you're saying.
Big money, Colin, we call him.
Big money. Big balls. Big balls, Colin.
Big balls, Colin. So Davey's gone half time, full time. What are the odds on Davey?
10 euro gets you 22.50.
22.50, that's not too bad. 5-4. It's alright. It's not great. 5-4 after. I mean, he's gone safe.
Yeah, he has.
He's lost big and then panicked and gone safe.
Over 1.5 goals.
Oh, yeah. A corner to be taken. That's the amount we're looking at here. So you got. So I'm gonna. It should be. That should be a guarantee. Half time, full time.
Yeah. Shane's got a. Right. Here's the thing.
Shane's got a plethora of bets.
I know this is like a podcast that revolves around betting, but let me just say, guys, I've never placed a bet in my life. Not a joke.
Here we go, then.
Don't have an account, never placed a bet. I've done like a last man standing, that's as close as I've got to it.
I have full faith in you that you're going to be fine.
Well, someone put these bets on for me.
Yeah, we'll put them on.
Okay. Bet number one. Gomez not to concede for the season. Bet one is Pogba to score a brace.
Pogba to get 2 goals.
Yeah.
Paul Pogba. The
think
man
he's going to start? No. He's going to start.
He's going to kick.
He's going to play a bit higher up, just a bit higher up. And I can picture him scoring a goal and I just pick him to like from a corner or whatever, not getting
direct
the
from a corner.
Direct from a corner. Yeah, and he's going to chip it in and then run in and volley himself. He's that good. 100 million, mate, so he better.
The worst thing you can do in this podcast is say things like, I can see it happening.
Yeah, okay.
Ryan had a lot of visions last year.
Right.
And then none of them came through.
My favourite being Boateng to score and he pulled his hamstring. Jerome Boateng to score.
I just think for 100 million, it's not much to expect for 2 goals.
Yeah,
in one game
wrong.
Against Southampton.
I agree with your logic.
Yeah, yeah.
And 100 million should get you 2 goals.
Yeah, yeah.
Against
Southampton
on a Friday night.
I should be able to say, Paul, score twice tonight because we paid 100 million.
I fully agree with that.
Yeah.
But it's Friday night football.
Yeah.
Like it's Friday night football. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's not used to it at all.
Yeah.
Nobody is. Like, I think not only is he not going to get 2 goals.
Oh, shit.
I think United are going to lose.
I don't mind, as long as we lose like 3-2 and Pogba scores twice, I'll be happy. My second bet is...
What are the odds on that?
18 to 1.
So 250 on that?
£2.
£2
Whoa.
He's saving up the threes for somewhere else. Okay, so £2. Big 36 pound return. Okay, good.
Okay, I'm putting £4 on this at odds of 10 to 1. Swansea to put 4 past Hull. Hull who won last week.
I mean, that's Hull who beat reigning champions last week.
Oh, convincingly, yeah. Swansea have Fernando Llorente. I don't know how they managed to sign him, and I know he was playing last week and he wasn't very good, but I think at some point Swansea will realise That guy Llorente's pretty good up front, and Hull go, he actually is a good player, and then he'll just score a lot of goals.
He's on my fantasy team, so he better.
Yeah, he's a good player.
So again,
and the same Borja as well.
I can't argue with the logic.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes perfect sense that they would stop halfway through a game.
I think they'll beat Hull convincingly as well.
I'm going to put five. I'm going to hold put five.
Changing it. Five goals.
Swansea to put five past Hull.
Five goals past Hull.
Nah, leave it four.
Okay.
Odds of 10-1, 4 points on that. That's the one I'm most confident about. Spurs v Palace, 1-1.
Spurs, okay. Yeah, 1-1. All right.
I think that they're going to cancel each other out.
Do you not think Spurs will score more than that?
No.
One goal. Harry Kane?
Harry Kane, Townsend to score for Palace. Big celebration.
Big from, oh, he will celebrate.
Yeah, he'll kiss the Palace badge.
No respect.
He'll kiss Pardew. a pound on that of 15-2.
Okay.
Just take it easy with that one. Then my last one, Arsenal-Leicester, 4 goals in that game.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly 4. That's very specific.
Exactly 4 goals. Four or more.
Oh, 4 or more?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Minimum of 4 goals.
It was 4-1.
Yeah. 4-1. Yeah. Three quid on that.
3 quid. Good. Those are, like, probably the most likely, I think, of all of those.
Like Swansea.
Is Pogba.
Swansea.
See, the problem you have with the Pogba one, realistically, is he doesn't take the freeze or the penalties.
100 million, he'll be taking everything.
Oh, is that
he's going to be taking everything. Yeah. Yep. Ruins. Whatever.
All of it. Step back there, David. I've got this goal.
If there's a penalty, Pog's going in.
No way.
100 million he's going.
He's not even.
No, I mean Nets for us.
Alright.
Yeah, he's going in.
I don't even know million. If he is. I think he's about fourth choice on penalties.
Nah, it doesn't matter with penalties.
But he's definitely second. No, United at Old Trafford, it doesn't matter who's taking the penalties.
No.
Like, it's Rooney first, then Ibrahimovic.
That's not true. I don't see Rooney, but he had the first one, did he hit one there?
Fellaini. Rooney did, yeah.
Didn't actually, it's Fellaini will probably start.
I really hope he's starting Fellaini just to put him in the shop window, but then again, Mourinho is so much of a winner, I doubt he would do that. I don't see the logic. I think Morgan Schneiderlin's far better. Far better than Fellaini.
I think everybody's far better than Fellaini.
Yeah.
They'll play Andrew Herrera.
Despise it. Yeah.
That's who they'll play.
I don't think Pogba, so the best result, I think, for me in this bet is Pogba starts and does his hamstring after 1 minute.
Can you imagine? ACL gone.
With that contract, I'd be like, you're not coming off though. You're going to finish the game because you're worth 100 million, so continue to play.
Yeah. I'd assume.
Those are good bets. Yeah. Yeah, I think, Swansea 4. I think that's going to be a really low scoring game.
4-1.
4-1 to Hull.
I think Hull sort of got away with it. It was like one of those like honeymoon period type wins. New feeling managing them. I know he's been there for a while, but as manager, bit of a honeymoon type thing. They didn't take it too serious. They were just having a kick about. They were enjoying themselves. This week, Hull are going to remember. There is only like 13 of us, like in their whole first team squad. It's going to head home just before they go out, and Swansea are going to realise that and just absolutely do them.
Snodgrass.
Yeah, Snodgrass like their bet. He's a world beater. He's their pug, but like.
What a goal! Right, let's hear yours. What have we got?
Mines are gold.
So Davies is going to be, he's going to have money in the bank by Saturday morning.
Well, listen, I'm not one for, I usually take these things.
But don't forget, you can also bet with your winnings.
Okay, this one, I forgot about that, but it doesn't matter. This one is a good, nice, solid 57-1 shot.
Great. Walcott, Golden Boot.
Ballon d'Or. Nah. So both teams to score in Man City, doing in the City Stoke game.
Was that 2-1?
12-5.
The way betting doesn't work, I swear to God, I don't know how betting works. Whenever you say that, I was like, is that 57-1? Because I might get in on that myself. Easy money.
So, no, there's more to it than just Man City. Okay. Both teams to score in Man City to win against Stoke.
Yep.
Both to score and Chelsea to win. That's not a tough one. Watford. And both to score in Arsenal to win against Leicester.
I mean, the Arsenal one is the risky one there.
Yeah. I think the Chelsea one's a risky one. Oh yeah, I was actually I kind of went, it's the both teams to score parts.
That's got you. Yeah, I mean both teams will score in Leicester. Both teams are definitely going to score in
the Arsenal.
All six of those teams are going to score.
Yeah.
I think so. I think Watford will score at home. But Arsenal win. I don't see Arsenal win.
Yeah, well, we'll see now, boys.
Have Arsenal got anyone back?
Ozil, and Giroud should start, and Sanchez will be back. Cazorla will be back, and Xhaka will be in the middle again. Should be close to.
Yeah, but Leicester, first home game as Premier League champions.
Yeah, it should be a tough fight. I agree. Like, I'm not sure.
There could be another 4-3.
Well, that'll
Arsenal with two. I mean, they're nothing if not exciting.
No.
That'll give me a handy 285 €.
But if I read it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What's your other one?
$5 is my favourite bet in the world, my treble goal score bet.
Oh, yeah.
And this is 10-1. 11-1.
You're going to go Aguero, probably?
Yeah.
Kane?
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane and Giroud?
No, Sanchez. Sanchez, Kane, Aguero.
Why Sanchez?
Why
Alexis Sanchez of all players to score a goal, guys? The mayhem behind that logic. Fucking hell.
Crazy. God,
mayhem.
Easy. He didn't even have a shot last week.
Yeah, well, exactly. He's all pent up now. So.
Pent up, ready to go.
Abel Hernandez is going to score a goal this week for Hull.
I actually had him on the thing. I took it out, so stop saying things like that.
Sanchez out, Hernandez in. You're going to regret that.
I'm going to go very simple. Three draws. Swansea Hull. It's not going to be 4-4.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be 5-5 this one.
Watford, Chelsea, and West Brom, Everton.
Oh, West Brom, are they at home?
So West Brom are at home.
Such a draw game.
So three one draws. Let me see. That's it's about 35-1. 10 on it. Done.
One and done.
€350. Come out of here.
I'll send you guys a screenshot of my bets.
No, we've got an audio recording.
Okay, do it. You also, and in case, when that wins, you guys know there was a record of me saying that that's my bet. whenever Llorente just bangs in his fifth in the first 10 minutes. Because Mike Phelan has to play himself at centre back. Because I'll have no players. Definitely sign players. If you're going to be in the Premiership, sign players.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's like day one.
Yeah.
Day one.
Doesn't matter who they
day
are.
Day one, arrive at the playground, two. just have some players.
Bring Dean Windass back. He's a player. He's on the pitch. That's all you need.
You need to have 11 jerseys.
Hull just don't believe in injuries.
Even if you're just the red reserve players and get them alone.
Just players.
I'd like it if they brought in loads of veterans, world class players, but they're away. But Ronaldinho,
Pavel
Nedved.
Like
an exhibition team.
Yeah,
but
I
think that'd be a great crack.
Romario.
Yeah, Romario up front.
They do it for the Mula. It's come straight in.
Yeah.
Because Romario apparently says he scored 1,000 goals, but then that's been challenged because people say it's in friendlies, exhibition matches and stuff. So you're giving him a shot at getting to that 1,000. They're playing Swansea, you know what I mean? You'll get a chance.
Yeah, you'll
get at least three.
Yeah.
Not in this one game, though.
No.
Gravison.
So yeah, so 35-1, that's fine. That's that'll be done.
Sure will be, yeah.
Just be done.
I think none of those games are going to end up in a draw.
Oh, yeah? Good. Well, you also think Arsenal are going to win. Yeah. How did that work out for you last week?
Listen, boys, that's only a wee tester, see where the pain is.
Test the toe in the water.
Test the toe in the water.
Yeah.
So go on to the, share this around there, Twitter, go on to the, to our page, and you'll get the code for the Fantasy Premier League.
Send in your fucking...
You've been listening to, you haven't been listening to Davey Riley, who is at Davey Riley. That's his
Twitter.
Don't plug him if he's not here.
Send him some get well soon messages. Send him some.
Oh, is he not well?
Yeah, he's sick, yeah.
Oh, right, okay, sorry, Davey, for attacking you there. I thought he just hadn't shown up.
You're pointing at a couch.
Yeah, no, but that's, I imagine that's where he would have sat.
Right.
Oh, would he?
He would never go to your left.
Ah, okay.
Jesus, he does not know football. you've been listening to Ryan Cullen on my left, who is...
sick.
Sick. At Ryan Cullen 90. Shane Todd to my right.
I'm well, but...
What's your Twitter handle?
At Shane Todd.
At Shane Todd. And he's okay.
And if you're in Edinburgh, whereabouts is the show?
Gilded Bloom Teviot.
You should be able to pronounce it.
That's why no one's coming to my show, because I'm saying Teviot.
Everyone's down in Teviot Square. Shane Todd?
Thousands of people, Japanese tourists, everyone down there. 10:15 p.m.
If you want to see Ryan battle pneumonia for the next week, go to the Sportsters Bar, your show will be packed tonight after that United game.
Oh yeah! Oh my god! I just saw that. Yeah,
sports bar, like so.
It's a sports bar. So yeah, if you want to see Ryan collapse on stage from coughing, sports is at 11 PM every night. Davey is on
half
it.
10. If you want to see
half
most
10,
of it.
If you want to see the whole show. Yeah, Davey is on at 4 o'clock in Whistle Binkies. Whistle Binkies till the end of the run. I am not on this weekend because I'm doing V Festival, and I'm on right after Bill Bailey, so that should be fun.
Okay.
That should be good. Fun. Being going, are you your couple? Okay, cool. Yeah,
we want more whimsy, Andrew.
And you can see me at 10 PM in Cowgate Head till the end of the Fringe run. You've been listening to the Odds On podcast. Thanks for listening. Share it around. Cheers, guy.
This show is part of the Sentinel Audio Podcast Network.